In the name of God, hello and greetings. Hope you are doing fine and well. And greetings to all dear economic activists. And also dear beloved RID's member. I hope everyone is feeling great. And today we will have another educational podcast on the topic of multiple cells through understanding the mind. If you can understand people's mind, you will undoubtedly be available to pursue them easily to do what you suggest. However, understanding the mind is not something that can be achieved in just one session or by listening to a 30 minutes or 1 hour educational podcast. But it is possible. The key point is to gradually learn and practice different aspects of the subject at each stage. You just need to put in the effort to understand the topic. What does put in the effort means? It's a crucial concept that you need to grasp. Let me explain so you can understand better. Sometimes you might read a book, read an article, or listen to an audio file. And just move on. Often when I give sales scenarios or sales scripts to my students, I provide them with written dialogues and ask them to read, memorize, or speak them aloud and record their voice. There are two ways to do this. One is to put in the effort to memorize, and the other is to memorize without really putting in the effort. The difference is significant. If you want to memorize something, or if you repeat or hear something often enough, it will stick in your mind subconsciously. I've had very lazy students who surprisingly memorize new songs in less than 10 minutes. How did they do that? Even with low intelligence, they can still memorize. I might listen to the same things and not be able to memorize it, but they do. I've seen kids as young as 5 singing and memorizing songs. So how can a 5-year-old do this but not memorize their school lessons? When you think about it, your mind struggles to understand why. The main reason is repetition. They've heard that song or music over and over again. The point I want to make is that if you listen to something repeatedly, you will memorize it. Just play a specific speaker's voice repeatedly, and you'll find out your accent and speech style will start to resemble theirs. Many of my students have said our way of speaking is starting to sound like yours. And I tell them it's natural because they've been listening to my recordings so much. This is normal. If you live in Isfahan for a year, you'll pick up the Isfahan accent. If you are in Mashhad or Yazd, the same thing happens. They are our cities, okay, and every city has their own accent. Our people influence us. It's not about having a high level of intelligence to mimic someone's way of speaking. You just need to listen to something a lot. So don't tell yourself, I'm not smart enough to learn these things. Even a 5-year-old can learn through this method. I've seen people who are illiterate, who can't read or write, but recite our religious book beautifully. Why? Because they've heard it a lot. So to learn something, you just need to listen to it repeatedly, and you'll become proficient in that area. Now, when I understand how the mind works, I can understand how customers' minds work too, how they make decisions. Then, because I understand how they choose, I can offer suggestions or present idea in a way that leads them to choose what I want them to. This is the technique of persuasion based on understanding the mind. You might say, this is an interesting story, and we'd like to learn more about these concepts. In the coming days, we will discuss the mind further. Today, I want to teach you a few techniques that, if you understand and apply them, can multiply your cells. My focus is more on commercial topics, and I want to discuss the mind in the context of helping you achieve better business outcomes. All you need to do is listen carefully to the points I'm sharing. I want you to really think deeply about these things. Listen to them several times until you memorize them the way I intended, not just reading them aloud. I've seen some people just read aloud without really thinking or focusing, and that won't be effective. You need to reflect on it, concentrate, and internalize it, so when you speak, I can say that these words are truly yours, not reading from a script. This is something that is very important to me and will greatly impact your success. The first topic I want to talk about is the effect of escaping ambiguity. The mind tends to avoid anything it perceives as unclear. Let me give you some examples to help you better understand this concept. Imagine you walk into a store to buy a product, like dishwashing liquid or canned tuna. You look at the shelf and you see several different brands. One from, for example, Oila, one from Pisha. I don't know, I made this one, I don't know if it exists. And maybe a fourth one, let's say there's also a fifth brand called Akla. Now, out of these five options, which one do you choose? Certainly, you won't pick, for example, the Pisha or Akla because your mind doesn't recognize them. And there is ambiguity around these names, so you are going to avoid them. So far, we can see how the mind works. When it doesn't recognize something, it strays away from it. Let's say you are in university and it's your fifth semester and you have to choose a professor for a physics course. One professor is well known, has been teaching for years, and you are familiar with them, both how they teach and how they grade. Then there is a new professor teaching for the first time, and you know nothing about them. Which one would you pick? Of course, you'll choose the professor you already know. This happens even back in high school. You preferred to hang out with classmates you know. And when it comes to choosing friends or study partners, you want with those you were already familiar with. This is part of what we call lose aversion. There is a simple definition. The pain of losing something is twice as strong as the pleasure of gaining something. I've tested this many times with employees. I say to them, imagine you've lost $10 million, for example, $10,000. That hurts, right? Now imagine you could have earned $10,000, $10 million, but didn't. These different kinds of pain there, which one hurts more? They always say losing the $10 million or $10,000 we already had hurts more. Let's take it a step further. Imagine you have $10,000, but you lose it. At the same time, you had the chance to earn $20,000, but missed it. Which one feels worse? Would you rather lose $10,000 that was in your pocket or miss out on earning $20,000? Many people can't grasp this concept fully. It's frustrating for me to see people living with incomes of, for example, $500 or even less than. And they are okay with it, but they are not willing to aim for more. For example, someone might have an income of, for example, $5,000, and they feel bad about spending $2,000. Oh no, I lost $2,000 in one night. But that same person won't try to earn extra $2,000 in one day, which would allow them to easily make, for example, $20,000 in a month. They've not bothered by the money they didn't earn, but they are upset about the money they lost. This is something I just can't understand, how the mind is willing to hold on the, for example, $5,000, but doesn't care about not earning $2,000. I can't wrap my head around it, but this is how most people are. It is surprising, they say, I just can't believe I could earn that much. And I ask them, what is belief based on? It's based on what you've seen. That's right, if someone has never seen, for example, $50,000 in their account, it seems unbelievable to them. I've had students who once earned modest amounts but now have higher incomes, and they can no longer be satisfied with lower amounts. A student who used to be content with, for example, $20,000, now they are just earning $50,000, and if I tell them to go back to, for example, $20,000, they won't accept it. Once someone was in love with a specific car, for example, Toyota, they bought a better car but later had to sell it. And I told them, you love that car, so just go back to them. And they say, no, I can do not anymore. The mind, once it sees something better, believes it's possible, but it won't form that belief just by hearing about it. You have to see it to believe it. No matter how much we talk about it, saying you can become rich, you can be successful, you can be a professional trader, they won't believe it. They have to get into the game, work, and start earning money to believe it. And then they say, Professor, you were right, but they still don't accept it. The mind doesn't accept, and that's the sense of losing aversion. The root of the story begins here. So what should we do? How can we prevent this? As much as you can, my friends, try to remove emotions from your decision making. Focus on long-term goals so that small setbacks don't break your spirit. You see, many people want quick money and fast success. The moment they face a small setback, they give up and say, forget it, I don't want to do business anymore, I'm done. Then they abandon everything because they don't have long-term goals. They just want to make quick money, and when it didn't work, they quit. I'm asking you, let go of this short-term, get rich quickly, maintainedly. Please get rid of it. How else can I say this? I emphasize it to you. Increase your knowledge, spend more time learning, be more present on educational platforms, read up on branding, and listen to a lot of podcasts. These things will rise your level of knowledge and pull you away from impulsive short-term decisions. The opposite of this is social media, especially Instagram. Instagram encourages you to make decisions in the moment. It manipulates you and your emotions and makes you act impulsively. This is a mistake. Don't do it. Look at how the current generation is making decisions, one failure after another. This wasn't the case with previous generations. They didn't have these issues in their lives. so they could understand things better. The new generation needs to be cautious about these things I keep emphasizing. Many business consultants from our group ask me, why do we offer better options to our clients and they still don't accept them? Why do we tell them we have better jobs for them, but they still don't take the opportunity? They know they could make more money in business, but they stick to their regular jobs, sometimes for years. Why is that? These exact things happens in your business models. You offer better options to clients, but they still choose the inferior one. The mind prefers to stick with the familiar. People always seek stability. They don't like change. They resist changing their lives, and that's the core issue. People who resist change don't grow. Look at a tree that's 50 years old. Its height might be 2 or 3 meters, and that's its growth. But growth comes from change. If you don't want to change, you won't grow. You are staying the same, and every time I see you, your income is the same and the quality of your life is the same. So try to make that right. I hope it will be helpful for you. Take care of yourself. Have a good time.